Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
National Library Week is a time to celebrate libraries, but many libraries are facing an existential crisis. During the pandemic, many had to close for safety reasons. Some of those libraries never reopened. Also, local governments have cut library budgets, even though libraries are so often a vibrant and important centerpiece of the communities they represent. And of course, there have been efforts by some right-wing organizations to censor and ban books, sometimes putting librarians in physical danger. Amidst all this, it can be hard to find a source of hope for libraries and their hard-working staff. But one librarian is joyfully fighting back and has accrued quite the social media following, and he's using his platform to show all the good a library can do for many people. His name is Michael Threets, and he's supervising librarian at Solano County Library in the San Francisco Bay Area. When I spoke with Michael back in January, I asked him to tell me how he sees his job as a librarian.
My job as a librarian is to bring people joy. It's to bring the community together, to make sure that everyone in the community knows that the library is a place where they'll always belong. It doesn't matter their background, it doesn't matter what they're going through, they can always rely on the library. If you're a kid, if you're a teenager, if you're unhoused, the library is a third space. It is a community hub. It's a place where you can go to as long as library doors are open.
You call yourself a library card pusher and a book pusher. Now, it's not lost on some that you're doing this in San Francisco, a city that's seen and is seeing crises from other kinds of pushers. Books and libraries are such a beautiful alternative to drugs and street life. Is that something you're thinking about when you're making your videos?
It is. You know, so I'm not in San Francisco proper. I'm very close to San Francisco. I'm about 45 minutes away. But I do keep in mind like how much what you just described does impact every single community in the Bay Area. And it's something that I try to remind those people. They also belong in the library as much as anybody. So it is indeed something that I'm focused on.
You mentioned that people who are welcome, people who might be experiencing, you know, a mental health crisis. And some of your videos are kind of like therapy or mental health counseling. I love the video where you feature the book Letters to You, and it has affirmations like 50 Reasons to Stay, The World Needs You Here, Why You Matter. Tell me about making that video and why you did it.
I made that video because the author of Letters to You, her name is Jazz Thornton. She's one of the biggest mental health advocates in the world. And she just is a person that I've relied upon on my darkest days. So I just wanted to give back to her and also just give back to those in need who are suffering from mental health crises and remind them that they do belong, that the world is better with them in it, because so many people forget that. So many people feel like they're a burden. And I just wanted people to remember that they're not a burden to librarian me and also to many other people.
Have you experienced that as a librarian, where you've encountered someone in the throes of some kind of mental health counseling that you've been able to sit down and tell them they matter?
I have. I've actually encountered several people throughout my library career who were going through it, where I am a person who likes to kind of bother people each day, just interrupt them with a simple hello. And oftentimes people will end up revealing to me what they're going through, be there as a support system until the actual professionals can arrive.
That's a lot, Michael, especially as a librarian.
It's quite a bit. Yeah, librarians, library workers wear so many hats that we're not officially trained in. We're not mental health professionals. We're not social workers. And yet we wear those hats just because we care so much about the community. We want to make sure that they keep on thriving.
And a lot of that comes through in your Instagram videos. So let's switch it up here a bit and let's talk about your cat. I mean, we all know about the cats of Instagram, but you take it to a whole new level. And then this happened.
This library kid and library grown up come up to me at the library desk, and the kid goes, "Where's Kissing Cat Parlo?" And I go, my cat? She's at my house, probably sleeping or bothering Machine Gun Kitty. And the kid gets this look on their face and goes, "But I wanted to read books to the library cat."
You've clearly hit a winner with your kitty. Did you get any pushback from your bosses on the read to a cat program?
So the Read to a Cat program has not yet launched. I'm still working on it. I wish that Kissing Cat Barlow could be the library cat. She very much loves being at my home, being in my apartment, but it is something that we're getting closer and closer to.
Brilliant way to get people to come into the library, I have to say. Now, you also discovered during a school visit to the library that a kid's mom who follows you on social media and lets her kid watch your videos, well, it turns out this family calls you Afro Man.
My library staff are working hard, helping them out, getting them prizes. It's a great day to be at the local library. I'm running around. I'm helping out. I come by one of our library tables. A kid points at me and goes, Afro! And I'm like, excuse me? And the kid goes, you're Afro Man. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Hello.
Did you ever figure out how you felt about being called Afro Man to this kid and his family?
To this day, I have not developed all of my feelings around that library kid and the library growing up calling me Afro Man. I have come to terms with it. I don't know what I could possibly do with it for that kid, but just the fact that they know their local librarian as Afro Man, like as a different moniker, it's just something that I take to heart and just I find joy that that library kid and their growing up made that connection over that simple name that has no relation to library work whatsoever.
I mean, do you take it maybe as being a positive role model for something as simple as proudly and joyfully wearing your hair natural?
I think that's exactly what it is. I think that's why the library grown up first called me Afro Man, because the library kid's not the one who dubbed me Afro Man. It was the library grown up who did that. And I think for them, like you just said, they saw me proudly wearing my afro, very frizzy, all over the place. They show their library kid the videos and were like, look at this person's afro. Like, they're just rocking their afro. They're not letting it get to them. And this kid also had longer hair. So it was just something for them to connect to together. It's a library person who looks just like them.
You know, Michael, libraries are kind of an endangered species these days. In some local communities, the first thing where the budget gets cut or the days get cut and all of a sudden your library's not opening as much. I wonder if you have thoughts on that and is trying to be a social media librarian joyfully some way to try and get people to come into the library?
Like, my main mission is to drive people back to the library to remember how much their local library means to them, means to their communities. Like you just said it, there are so many libraries who are either getting their budget cut or don't even have a budget at all. And the reason that these government people who run the states and counties are able to do that is because people don't notice what's going on in the library. They don't realize how awesome the library is, so that's why they can do that. So me talking about it on social media is just an attempt to stir up passion, motivation, and joy for libraries, because the more people are talking about the libraries, the more that people are forced to like give more and more resources to the libraries.
And I want to give a shout out to another endangered species, which is local journalism. I learned about you from reading an article about you in the San Francisco Chronicle written by one of my former colleagues, the great Julie Johnson. And it was there that I learned about the pure joy of the library through your videos. So I want to end, because your videos are so uplifting, with this one.
There was a day where I arrived at the library and came across one of our regular unhoused library users who was crying in the parking lot. I walked up to them, I said, I'm so sorry, is there anything I can do to help? They explained that they were very cold and they just wanted to know if the library had any clothes that we could provide them. I said, I'm so sorry, the library does open soon, you can come on inside out of the elements, we just don't have any clothes to give. I went inside, set my stuff down, said, you know what, went back out to my car, got one of my spare hoodies, and I gave it to this person who needed it.
So, Michael, what's your hope for the year ahead? Michael, leave us with some hope.
My hope is that people will just remember that the library is always there for them. It's the one place where you can go where you don't have to feel embarrassed, you don't have to feel shame. And I hope that people take hope in that, that they take joy in that, that the library is not Disneyland, it's not an amusement park, but it's for everyone. And you can flourish, you can thrive, you can be your best self, you can have your worst day, you can have your best day at the library. And I hope people always remember that that's what their library is there for. Library people are there for you. Library people are proud of you, and library people love you more than you'll ever know.
Michael Threets, supervising librarian at Solano County Library in the Bay Area. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It means the world.